Hello to you, Simon. Thank you very much for joining us. So it's all around what is said to be possibly happening with Donald Trump on March the 4th. Could you please tell us more?
Yeah, I mean, the answer to the question, Sally, is that absolutely nothing is supposed to really be happening to Donald Trump today, March the 4th, in the United States. But conspiracy theorist-believing supporters of the former president appear to have convinced themselves that at some point here today, he is going to be restored to power. They say that every single presidential inauguration since the 1870s has been illegitimate, because Inauguration Day in the United States used to be March the 4th. It was then changed to January the 20th by the 20th Amendment to the American Constitution that they argue is illegitimate. They therefore say today's the day Donald Trump is going to rise again. We're going to witness his political resurrection, and he will be sworn in as America's 19th president. Now, clearly, that's absolutely not going to happen. And clearly, we can all laugh at this and think that it's absurd that there are people out there that think that this might actually occur. But there's a really dark side to all of this, and that is the threat by a pro-Trump right-wing militia to launch an attack on Capitol Hill in order to grease the wheels for the former president to return to power. And that's why in the House of Representatives, they've closed up shop for the day. The Senate is still going about its business, everything, of course, being conducted behind a ring of steel, because Capitol Hill, since the insurrection of January the 6th, when five people died as President Trump's supporters invaded the building, is now surrounded by a non-scalable fence with razor wire and thousands of National Guard troops on the streets here. The authorities are taking this threat very seriously.
Simon, any answers emerging as yet as to why the National Guard took so
send troops as that attack on Capitol Hill was unfolding on January the 6th? And if you put that into a South African context, I mean, imagine a situation in which the Union buildings were being invaded and ransacked, and the police on patrol trying to protect the building called the Department of Defense and said, we need some army troops here. And it took 3.5 hours nearly to get an answer from the Department of Defense. I mean, that would obviously create a massive scandal there. And there is a massive scandal brewing here as to why relatively recently appointed Pentagon senior officials who were put in place by former President Donald Trump just a matter of weeks before he left office, why did they drag their feet in responding to that request for assistance? I think we're going to see some high-octane congressional hearings playing out with regard to that in the weeks ahead.
And Simon, I have to ask you, I know that the vaccination program in the States is really going very quickly. We see President Joe Biden always wearing his mask, being very, very careful. But it seems he doesn't have authority to say to certain states, keep those masks on. And now at least two states, it seems, are just doing what they fancy.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, I would actually say, Sally, that it's not going quickly everywhere. Here in Washington, D.C., it's actually going very slowly, and that is a major problem for all those of us who live here. But certainly we've seen evidence this week from Texas and Mississippi that the Republican governors of those two states have said to people, right, take your masks off. All the businesses can reopen, 100% capacity in restaurants, nightclubs, hospitality venues. We're back to normal. Well, if you look at the numbers, only 13% of the people in Texas have received one jab, never mind the second booster shot. So this has created consternation at the White House, where President Biden yesterday described it as Neanderthal thinking and also risky to public health, because we've seen some of these states relax their restrictions too early before. Mm-hmm. And you fast forward 2 or 3 weeks and you see the number of new infections, hospitalizations and deaths picking up rapidly. And that's the fear that we'll witness that again here now. But remember, President Biden has no power to tell the governor of Texas what to do. There's a reason that if you go to Texas, you see car stickers that say, don't mess with Texas. It and all the other 49 American states have a considerable degree of sovereignty over their own affairs. And so all President Biden can do at this point is urge those governors not to pursue such an irresponsible policy.
Thank you so much. Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington.